Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. This is episode 25 of Art Talk, and today I have a very special guest, my artist friend Joan Marie. In 1969, Joan Marie entered the Sistine Chapel to be inspired by Michael Jackson. This is episode 25 of Art Talk, and today I have a very special guest, my artist friend Joan Marie. In 1969, Joan Marie entered the Sistine Chapel to be so inspired by Michelangelo that was the moment she knew she would dedicate her life to art. After a teaching career of 28 years, she began her journey based on her own spiritual path with power portraits. Joan Marie received a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Painting and Drawing from Washington University in 1973, a Master of Fine Arts from the University of South Florida in 1984, and Lindenwood University in St. Louis in 2009, where she focused on classical drawing skills. Joan Marie's work shares the mythical and magical in life through her art. Welcome, Joan. I'm so happy that you can be here and I can finally talk with you. Could you please share with us in one sentence or one phrase what is most important for you?
Well, where do we start? I guess you can just define me as a visionary artist. You know, spirituality is my purpose. So just to summarize who I am, that's what I would say.
Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel was the inspiration for you to decide to make art the most important thing in your life. Can you share with us what exactly touched you so deep that you knew that that was it?
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, such a powerful moment. You have no question, right? You know, like it's happened to everybody it's different for everybody. When you experience that moment of wow, I enjoy that or I love that, but this was so grand. I was under his chapel and looking up and the spiritual energy that just filled my soul. I was swooning. I couldn't stand straight. I mean, I was just swooning. I closed my eyes and then I had to look back up. It was like I had to remember where I was. I mean, it was such a physical soul experience. And my first words when I could think again was, if art can be that powerful, I have to be a part of it. And mm-hmm. I was not a dedicated artist. I didn't even ever think I would be a full-time artist at the age of 19 at that time. And then from then on, every day I was totally driven and dedicated because of that experience. It was like a message from God as far as I was concerned. And and then I saw Da Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci. I saw originals at the Uffizi Gallery and I just sat. And I didn't know that much about him at that time. I was 19 and I was just sat in front of one of the Adoration of the Magi. Oh my gosh. I didn't even know it was an unfinished painting and it is, but it looked finished to me. I sat there for 2 hours, just not being able to pull away. I just was so captured by the energy again. And I just knew there was communication going on. So that soul community, you know, just stayed with me for life.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Totally. Oh. Yeah, I can imagine that. It's so powerful, right? That I'm an old master geek too, and it's so powerful if you start studying their work and if you see how they. And I've visited it, and I was completely mesmerized by the Pietà from. I'm like, oh my God, that you can make something like that. It's marble, but it is so alive. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really unbelievable. And I always see you, by the way.
It's beyond.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hi.
I always see you on Facebook sharing these uber fun, high energy photos of you flying around in colors. You really fly, and yeah, they really make me crack me up. But sometimes, and they bring such high vibration, even through the photo or the video. What made you do this?
Well, you know, to start with, because I am doing what I love, because I've always done my art, even though I've gone through the whole ups and down things with my art, I've always done what I love, and every day. And so I'm very happy, you know, because of that, even when things weren't working, which was a lot of the time, it didn't matter because I kept doing it. So I'm very happy inside because of that. And my husband is a fabulous singer. He's like, I always say, better than Andy Williams. I mean, you know, so we started entertaining at retirement homes as a one man band and then one singer. And I just started jumping around, and it evolved to where I got people to dance with me. And then I just started coming in full costume and full wings and more props and more animation and more color and more things. And so I had all these things. And then I just dance around in the yard and get videos, because when you entertain at retirement homes, they don't always want you to video. So I got some live footage there, but it was because we entertained. It was the highest moments. Oh, exchanging the love and the fun. And oh, it was just highest moments ever of love exchange.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And on your website, you say it's giving back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And well, they ask me, how do you have so much energy? Because, you know, for an hour I'm jumping and because I'm not a dancer, but I'm a jumper and a twirler, you know, and I respond to music and as beautiful songs. And he'd always play fun songs. Your energy feeds me. Your love and your passion, it just feeds me. So it just gives me energy. I don't even think about being tired because of the energy exchange just the power of that energy exchange. And you feel that with your art as well when you're doing that. All that gets it, everything that you experience in your life goes into your art. So it fed my art quite a bit as well.
I have to say, I love watching you there, especially when I am kind of down, don't have my day or whatever. Just take a look at Joan, because it always uplifts. Yeah. You don't see that. I've never seen it ever. People, I've played in a street orchestra, and we played in retirement homes and care homes, which was fun, especially when one of the elderly came on in front of the orchestra and had to direct us. But this with you is from a totally different
I believe in play. I believe in play. I believe in being a child. I just think it's so important. I mean, one of my favorite quotes from Picasso, and I don't have the words correct, but his concept was, you know, the highest level art is when you combine the wisdom of a the genius of an artist, which is knowing composition and color and, you know, all the knowledge of an artist, along with the freedom of a child. So combining those two, you know, so I was like, yes, you know, because it was such confirmation that the great Picasso, you know, confirmed that, and then he got so childlike with his stuff, you know, and not that my art has become childlike, but that energy is there, you know, like the fun spirit is there. And I loved that he said that.
Yeah. And it's true. We have to find our inner child back. We have to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to feed it, because otherwise you dry out and you can't. It's the source of creation.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And You said already in the beginning, I am, spirituality is my life, is who I am. And spirituality is something you totally embrace with your art. It is what we have in common, by the way. Well, and yeah, that belief, like for me, it's also stay true to who you are. So I paint the feminine power energy in the portraits.
Yes, you do.
And so, yeah, also the belief in unlimited possibilities. And that's also what your art shows. It's like, I can watch that for a long time. Just look at it. Mm. And there are so many things you see. And every time you see something new. And that is amazing. How did this come into your art after teaching and pouring and the many roads in art you took?
Yeah, I did find many different avenues. I tried different styles and different avenues, and I would go wholeheartedly with a certain business, and I thought for sure it was going to succeed, and everyone was encouraging me, and it would fail, and I would move to, so that would push me to another style. And I just kept doing that. And it wasn't until I was 68, because I'm 71 now, that I discovered through a class I'm taking with Jim Fortin. And he worked on your identity. And when you focus on your identity, you know, who are you? You know, and then do you really believe that you are? And like, and he'd ask me, where do you see your art hanging? And at that time, I had decided that I was fantasy, that I was doing Comic-Con, unicorns and dragons and butterflies and kitty cat, you know, like, and I had a huge following, and I did, you know, like I said, I was doing Comic-Con in Los Angeles or WonderCon, and I thought I'd made it. And then when he asked, where do you want your art to hang, or where do you see your art hanging in your ideal, you know, picture? I was like, well, in, you know, like above someone's fireplace or in the living room or something. He said, well, I don't think your unicorns are going to hang there. You know, I was like, you're right. They all hang in people's bathrooms or bedrooms or children's rooms or, you know, kitchens or something. And the more and then we worked on our values. What are your values? And I knew spirituality was number one, and playful, you know, like, I don't have to go into the rest, but it's so important to be aware of your values. And so it all fit together. Suddenly, actually, it was while creating a thank you gift for him, because I just wanted to thank him. I wanted to give him one of my abstracts, you know, that I had gone through. And he said, you know, I love it. I love them, but they're really not my thing. And I was like, oh, I want to do something for him. And it just came to me, because he had talked about spirit animals. And I said, I wonder what his spirit animal was. And I actually saw it on Facebook. He had done it. Anyway. So I did a power portrait for him. I didn't know it was a power portrait, you know, but it was one of those moments where it just came to me. I could see myself creating this double-headed eagle, this big, huge double-headed eagle with all these symbols and all this activity, you know, from things I had felt and drawn from, you know, from being hearing him speak and all the things that had expanded me. When I did it, I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? You know, like he said it reminded him of his higher self. And, you know, those weren't his exact words, but that's where it all started. It all came. I was like, all my life, I've wanted to teach people how to be creative or to open up to your spirituality. I've wanted to teach that. And I've wanted to, you know, work on my own spirituality. And I've always loved drawing and creating animals. So it's like putting it all together, finding the deeper, you know, spiritual purpose for animals and messages they give us is, it was just so profound. Like all of a sudden the pieces of my life, I started looking to, you know, it just all fell together. I was like, oh, I'm going to help the individual just, you know, remind them of who they are. So it just evolved like that.
Yeah. Fantastic.
out of gratitude. Wow. It came from gratitude, a moment of gratitude and thankfulness and relaxing, not trying so hard. You know, these are important characteristics in life,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And are your personal power portraits a way you now help other people open up to spirituality? Is that what it is? Or maybe reconnect with it again?
Yeah, it's to remind, you know, because we get so caught up in what we think is important in our daily lives, and we keep getting caught up in these routines that where we just eliminate so much of what is important to us. And it's to capture the energy and to remind them, you know, these are the things that are important to me. These are the things that are symbols and feelings and energies that really light me up. So it's just a reminder and to take you back, you know, to